broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Mister.
So you got to change your entry.
Okay.
It's got to be Fort Recovery Radio, home of the 2020 MAC Girls Champion. MAC Champion.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell Chuck.
Hmm?
Tell Chuck.
Right, Jack?
Yeah.
You don't want me doing the intro.
How cool was that?
That was awesome.
I loved it. In fact, I loved it so much, Holly Stein's going to call us. As soon as I text her and tell her to call in.
Super.
I forgot. Sorry, Holly.
Well, she's already in bed now. She's resting up for tough weekend. Big weekend. Got to beat the Redskins.
Big weekend.
Got to beat the Redskins again.
Tonight's poll question. Text it in 419 or 852-9201. Or
419-852-3599.
Which team goes farther, girls or boys in tournament?
Mm.
We'll keep your name out of it.
You mean farther down the trail or has to drive the farthest to play?
So who is it?
Tournament trail.
Who goes the farthest?
Jack? What if they both get to state?
So what if they? Great.
We love a tie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yep.
No kidding.
Are you asking my opinion?
Yeah.
Well, I want to keep this anonymous.
Okay, don't.
Right. So I'm not going to say my name.
Wait a minute. I'll cover your face.
Jack, disguise your voice.
Okay. So I think it's probably the girls are going to go a little further.
Whoa.
Hey.
Hastings Hotline.
Hotline's hot.
Boom, boom, boom. Hey, who we got there?
Coach Gann.
Hey, Coach Gann.
Now, wait a minute. It's not Coach Gann. You got to say, I say, who you got there? You say, the MAC Coach of the Year, Holly Gann. That's how I want you to answer everything. And if somebody says something, you say, I am MAC Coach of the Year.
Coach of the Year.
It's like.
In my first year, by the
Marty
way.
Marty Brenneman, Hall of Fame.
Well,
Marty Brenneman.
It's a team effort, let's be honest.
I know, Holly.
I have lots of help along the way.
Nope, and you're I'm MAC Coach of the Year.
I love it.
I am. My name will be on the plaque. That's my shirt. But we all know that there's tons of people that are helping me along the way.
Congratulations, Coach.
Absolutely.
And what a unbelievable Thursday night game that was. Talk a little bit about your emotions going through that bad boy.
Well, we obviously came off to a pretty solid start, shooting the ball pretty well, moving the ball pretty well. And then we just had to make it a little exciting. But that's okay, because in the end, it still came out in our favor. And so it didn't have to be pretty. We just needed the W. So obviously, composure is key, especially when, you let a 20-point lead get down to two. And that's one thing I think with that group of girls that we have the most success with is I feel like if I'm antsy or anxious, then they could read me pretty well. So just for me to keep composure and just keep encouraging them and be able to fight through those things, finish down the stretch, and we did. And so because we were with the league, we won the MAC, our crew. Champions with Marion, and that's wins for us. So pretty cool and pretty proud of the girls, but everything happened so fast.
Yeah.
So that's a week ago here, but we're totally focused and changed our gear to tournament time, and we're ready to go.
Holly, you come out Thursday night and against a good New Bremen team and probably played about as good at basketball as we could play the first half of that game against New Bremen. And that says a lot about the kids because that is an emotional game, not only because we're playing for the MAC championship, but because we had to say goodbye to four awesome seniors.
Yeah, and and that it's just a lot. Like we had a lot going on that night all at once. There's a lot in stake, and we came out ready to go. And I think that's the most reassuring thing is that even with all the changes, because I'm just like slow and, you know, I like to keep everything right in routine. I don't like to go outside my routine too often, you know, and change is good, and that discomfort and working through changes is good to get those girls used to that, because it's not always going to be the same. But that was one night where I'm like, okay, no, we want to keep it status quo. Like, we're doing the same thing. I'm going to stay in the same spot. And, you know, because I just want to make sure that everything is just perfect. And I couldn't have asked for a more perfect night for our seniors, and clearly lots of emotions there. You know, I was good all the way through that. It gets me every time when we go through starting lineup. It doesn't matter. Every time I'm getting ready to start crying, and then I'm like, nope, get it together, and I get it together. And then obviously when we won, I was just like, forget it. I'm done. I'm crying.
You, so now we get ready for that second season, Holly, and I know that you went up and watched the Henry play last night, and it's going to be a battle there at Lima Bass Saturday at 6:15. And how's practice That's been right. this week?
It's great. I mean, so obviously Monday we got six weekend off. We've got to save some legs, so we got to separate. You know, it gives them a chance to spend some time. Such a long season, so. Anyway, for those guys, take some time, do something for yourself, but also for me too, with the two kids and stuff. So we just go relax and hang out for a little bit. It's boys games, that kind of thing. And Monday we went pretty hard, so that's good. A lot up down, just working on the stuff we know we can do and what we can do well and stay fresh with those things. And yesterday we took the day off and enjoyed a nice team meal. And then watched St. Henry, came back, and tonight we had a great practice. We're just, you know, we're like I said, at this point in the year, all you can do is, we're not going to get too much better in some things, we're just maintaining a lot. Yeah. We prepped pretty hard for St. Henry the first time, so the advantage to us is pretty fresh. It's only been 2 weeks ago. So some of that same stuff we've been working on, clearly we did see a couple of new things yesterday that they were trying to do, which I'm not shocked. So we were about to kind of start working on as well. We looked at it, not really too nervous. You cover the basics and you just say, okay, when it's all said and done, guys, if we just do what we know how to do best, we'll be okay.
So basically, there a couple weeks ago, Holly, you did have the St. Henry game. So did we just, I mean, I kind of wondered about them and us. Did you guys kind of hold back a little bit? You didn't want to show them all your things and keep some of them, because you knew down the road it was probably going to be them who were going to play in that sectional title.
Well, you know, and we knew, we had kind of a mind, like when that tournament draw came out, we kind of penciled and said, hey, look, we didn't think Marion or Minster were going to want to come at us. Because honestly, they didn't want the other wild cards. So what happened is they decided to go at each other, because we kind of controlled both of those games pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Minster, you know, had a 7-point cushion, 7-12 cushion the whole game. They never got really any closer than 7 points, which sounds like a close game. But when you're controlling Minster to 7-point cushion, that's like a lead. That's solid. And then obviously Marion, I wouldn't be afraid to play them again. So I think they both decided to just stay away. But what that means too, even for Marion and Minster, is you get all the wild cards. So you got St. Henry, you got New Bremen, you got Knoxville. So we're essentially going to have to tackle some. But St. Henry came at us. They didn't have to pick the spot they chose.
Right.
And so I thought that was a pretty bold statement for him. And, you know, we kind of joke about it. Last night when I talked to him, he's like, why'd you guys drive all the way up here? I was like, man, we were in the area. But I think he does the same. You know, he's got stuff we don't know about, and we've got some things too, and we'll just see if we've got to show the cards.
That's right.
Because ultimately, once you show those cards, then everybody knows.
Yep.
So
Holly, the MAC team come out. The MAC team come out today, and Val Molenkamp makes first team all MAC, and you got some second teamers and some honorable mention, and congrats to those girls.
Absolutely. You know, and I think what some people don't realize is our conference is never easy. And I think sometimes I even have to remind myself of that. When I look around to some other area teams, it's like, oh, they've won their league for the last 12 years. I'm like, oh. Well, we haven't won ours for quite a while, you know, and even for these girls to be getting on those teams, that's that's a lot of hard work, and it's definitely not going unnoticed. So, yeah, congrats to them. First team, obviously, she's got a bright future. She's going to go play at Finley. So, and I know she's getting, we've been talking about it a little bit more, and she's getting anxious and wanting help in the summertime to make sure she's in shape. And she's definitely excited, and but she's not ready for basketball to be over yet. And that's kind of what we talked about yesterday. So that's always a good thing to hear about this time of the year. And then, obviously, Allie Vaughn and Kira Wendell both got second team, which is a great representation. And then Brett Collick got honorable mention. But, you know, the thing that most of people don't really understand, and I think they do, but I don't think they really get it, is every week we get stat reports from the MAC. And every week I get to see all the categories don't lead. We are not on any of the individual leading boards, and if we are, we're well at the bottom. We just don't have those players that rack stats. We just got team. I mean, that's just it.
Sometimes that's pretty awesome. There for points.
Stay close on rebounds. Yeah. He hit the boards and assists. But other than that, we're definitely not on there for free throws.
Well, I can tell you this much, kid. Kara Wendell is first team All MAC. If she ain't, it's an absolute sin.
Yep.
Because that girl can flat out play. I'll tell you that right now. But like you said.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not into politics. I'm not a politician. Don't really get it. But personally, I was a little shocked to see some of those results coming back in the last couple days. Because obviously, I knew it was going in prior to you guys seeing that today. I just wasn't quite sure because I'm still thinking, hey, not trying to be, I'm not traditionally a greedy person. Like, I'm very just happy and proud, and we're going to keep being happy and proud and working hard, you know, and I truly believe those things we will get what we got coming to us. Those foundations are huge. But why do you guys say that? I don't know, guys.
Well,
I'm not too sure about a couple of those.
I'm with you. It's a little shaky.
Yep.
But again, if you look at our team, no offense, we could have these three players having a great team to beat this team. These two players having a great game to beat this team. These three people, you know, we've never hit on all five cylinders before, or six or seven or eight, you know. Everybody has not had their best game. And so I keep saying, I'm like, you know what? We've played well. But I still feel like we're not done yet. We haven't maxed ourselves out yet.
No.
I still think we've got some things there that are still unattended to. So I'm really anxious. I'm anxious to just keep on going here and see kind of where that trail leads. But yeah, I know. And you just want the best for all those players. But with that being said, I think they should be very proud of themselves. That doesn't come easy.
Darn right.
Absolutely. Holly Gann, good luck Saturday, kid. Let's congratulations on the MAC title. Yep, and let's get them Saturday. Yeah. Have fun and let's enjoy the ride.
Absolutely. Thanks for putting up with me.
Anytime.
You're awesome.
Thanks for taking the time, kiddo.
See you guys. Have a good night.
Hey, Ollie. Let's take a break. Come right back. Sports Bye. Talk Bubba and Fee, presented by Wayne Street Market. Coming right back.
Here are some of the great specials Wayne Street Market has for you through Thursday, February 20th. They have some great specials on steaks. Ribeyes are $7.99 a pound, and New York strips are just $6.99 a pound. In the deli, they have Eckrich Virginia brand ham for $5.99 a pound, and Colby or Colby Jack cheese for $5.49 a pound. And don't forget that they're serving great lunches, including Tenderloin Tuesdays, with their giant sandwich for $4.50 and the meal with two sides for just $1.50 more. And on Meatloaf Mondays, you can get their delicious freshly made meatloaf dinner with two sides for only $6. And with Ash Wednesday and Lent coming up, don't forget about their butterfly shrimp dinners and their freshly made fish in dinners or by the pound. Be sure to call ahead for larger orders to avoid the wait. Stop into Wayne Street Market this week, grab a cart, and fill it up with specials up and down the aisles. Great prices, great selection, great quality. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that gives you more.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
The Fort Recovery Community Club's annual fish fry is coming up this Saturday, February 22nd from 3 to 7:30. Please note the early start time of 3 o'clock for our basketball fans so they can get to the girls' sectional final basketball game in Lima. Stop out at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixings, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. There'll be hot dogs for the kids if they don't want fish. It's only $8 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's only $5 for kids 10 and under. It's an annual wintertime treat. The Community Club's annual all-you-can-eat fish fry at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on Saturday, February 22nd from 3 to 7:30.
Fish fry, Rocker. You going?
Rock in.
Probably at some point.
There's 4 weeks of Lent.
This Saturday. The Community Club fish fry.
Oh, that's this Saturday?
My God.
You got to work.
That lady in the New Goods having a heart attack right now.
Why is that?
Because Rocker's not supporting the Community Club.
Who?
Yep.
So
we got to have you.
We got to have you there. You going to be there?
Get a ride.
We'll get you there.
We'll be there, won't you?
You got a boys game at noon. Van Buren Knights.
Yes, the Knights.
Black then we go up tournament.
Tyler.
Yeah, right. So far, poll question. Which team
who's going farther,
goes Bobby? Farther? Fort Recovery girls or Fort Recovery boys? Text 419-852-9201 or
419-852-3599.
So far, girls 4, boys 1. Ooh. 4-1, girls going farther than the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Sophie, we had the, what a great environment for that girls' game on Thursday night. And
great crowd.
Good job by the school letting the kids in free.
Absolutely.
And I talked to some Bremen guys, and they could not believe that atmosphere for that girls' game.
That was an awesome. Yeah. I tell you what, our girls, I mean, it's hard to get that place rocking like that, and it was rocking.
It was fun.
And shout out to Coach Melton, let him do the smoke thing. I think the girls got a kick out of that too, and the kids really got a kick out of it too.
Yeah, and Coach Melton and his staff were all there, I agree, Fee. Good job by them guys.
Yeah,
getting that stuff ready. And another thing I seen tonight, we lost a really wonderful lady here, and Mrs. Stommen, and
sure did,
and. The funeral home was packed, and I drove by, and it looked like the whole basketball team and the coaching staff was all going through. And,
yep.
It just sucks, man. Just sucks.
It does stink. Terrible.
Yeah, and I lost my worker. I lost Dickie.
Yep. I seen Dickie.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Dickie Collins.
Dickie, awesome. What Dickie did? Heart attack or what?
He had a stroke like a week or 10 days ago, and he just never recovered.
Didn't recover.
He's been struggling.
Yeah, he has. He's always had some health issues.
Ticker issues.
Greatest Dickie Collins story ever, and I got to tell this story, and then we'll get back to sports talk. But me at the Coopers, we have two wash bays, okay, and it is absolutely pouring down rain.
Yep.
And the doors are open. It's a summer day, and me and Bill are standing in the wash bay, okay? And here comes Dickie on his bicycle to work, and he is going 1,000 miles an hour in that rain. Well, we have crates, like a cow, you know how you got the things?
Yeah.
And here comes Dickie 1,000 miles an hour into the wash bay. Well, he's got to go over these.
The grates.
The grates, right? And he hits that grate. And his bicycle tire goes right in there, and Dickie, and Bill standing, we're 3 feet apart.
Batman.
Dickie goes shooting right between us.
But
about 90 mile an hour.
He was inside.
Yeah. And me and Bill looked at each other like, I can't believe what I just seen. And Dickie's bike was absolutely mangled.
Oh, I'm sure he destroyed it.
Oh, he was just such a neat bird.
Oh, that's funny.
One other Dickie story, and this goes back a lot of years.
Yep.
Dickie loved playing baseball, and Big P was his coach. And I think he... So Dickie gets a hit, and he starts running towards first, and he's faster than anybody you would ever imagine. And the first base coach says, go to second. And he goes second. The ball's being thrown around. He's going to third, and Big P's coaching third, and he says, go home, Dickie. And Dickie bypasses home plate. Because
straight, he lived right.
And
he went home.
And he
went across the field, went home.
Ran across the field because he always did what
Big P told him.
What Big P told him.
Yeah. Go home.
Go home, Dickie. And he did.
We're moving turkeys one time, and Bill's got Dickie with him, and I got somebody else in my truck. And Dickie's chewing tobacco for like the first time.
Oh.
And we're ranging turkeys at Mrs. Kanapke in St. Henry. And Dickie's got this huge chew. I mean, it so disgusting. We're taking turkeys out to Carl Lanks. And we got to Carl Lanks, and they had an apple tree at Mrs. Kanapke. So you always ate all of her apples.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, Dickie is bent over puking everywhere at Carl Lanks' barn. And I walked up to him and I said, too much chew there, Dickie? And Dickie looks at me. He's got puke all the size, you know, and he goes, green apples, boys. Bad green apples.
Bad green apples.
Dickie Collins, rest in peace. Fee, we had the boys program, and we'll talk a little bit about the boys. We got the cheerleaders coming in tonight.
Yes, we do.
And that's going to be fun. Top of the hour.
Yep.
Courtney's bringing them in.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And that'll be a lot of fun. I always like talking to them girls.
Yeah.
They always are a little bashful starting out, and then they're wide open.
And they talk about
that's right.
They loosen up a little bit.
And there's about 1,000 of them.
There is a bunch of them.
Now, is she bringing in the seniors, or is she bringing them
on? I don't know. Could be just seniors.
Okay.
Might just be the seniors.
But good. The boys program, Fee, we lost a couple toughies this weekend. The Friday game at New Bremen was a game where we probably played one of our worst games of the year. And, you know, a lot of guys, you know, I think if we play Bremen 10 times, we win 9 of them. And that was one of them Friday night.
Just happened to be the one we didn't get.
And I'm blaming this on two things.
Oh, yeah.
We hadn't played forever. No school Thursday, no school Friday. The absolute worst atmosphere I've ever seen in a basketball gym.
Bad.
Yeah. Quiet. Neil, did you believe that gym Friday night?
It was terrible.
I've never seen like that.
I dropped one of my pieces of popcorn and it echoed.
It was terrible. I just never dreamed it could be so bad.
Bram is not too fired up.
No. And
I was sitting there by crew. Crew whispered to his mom, and people on the other side were saying, what did he say?
Yeah.
It's just,
it was
wow,
bad. But we sure played a bad game Friday night. And then we come back Saturday, Fee, against a good Fort Laramie team, and
got a good
lead. For three quarters, we played outstanding.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Bad fourth quarter.
Yeah, bad fourth quarter.
Boy, we had a bad fourth
15-5.
Quarter. Yeah, had quite a few turnovers there. And
yeah, I agree.
I tell
we got a big weekend. We got to get her turned around.
Yeah,
we need. Friday night,
we could use a couple W's here this weekend just to get us back in gear.
I don't think South Adams too bad.
Well, they pounded Parkway. I was just telling you how good Parkway was. Then I found out they got beat by them by 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and, you know, I guess maybe if their shooters aren't hitting, maybe Parkway's not that good. But Parkway's, I don't want to play Parkway again.
I do. I mean, we play them in district final.
Well, yeah. District final. Yeah,
I'd be okay with that. But I don't want to. I'd rather somebody beat them before we get there.
Yeah. I'll take a shot at that.
Yeah, I'd love to play Parkway again.
I'd love to play the game where we would. But I don't want to play them.
You know, I think Parkway played South Adams on either Tuesday or
Monday
Saturday.
Night.
Yeah, it was an ugly day. Yeah.
Those are always hard to judge.
I know. But you tell a coach that, and they'll say, I know.
Yeah. You got to be ready.
But, we didn't. We did a tough weekend.
Not a good one.
Yeah, that's right. And we got a big game.
Fort Army's good. They're not a bad team.
No, and then they got beat by Fairlawn on Monday night.
Yeah, last second shot or something. Yeah,
some kids fired in a three against them.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll teach him.
Put it back. I don't know. That's what they did to us. They're
trying
to freak play. But
Van Buren ain't good?
There might be one game over 500. I think they're like 11-9, something like that. Yeah.
Yep. I'll bet you if we underestimate them, they'll have another win.
Yeah, I know. We got to step her up and
Yeah, we're going to get dialed
senior
in
night. That'll
bit.
Be fun Saturday. And
oh, yeah, Saturday afternoon.
Once again, it's a students get in student appreciation night Saturday. And
is it? Good.
Yeah. So, yep. Senior day, we're going to honor the.
What a great idea.
I know. I love it.
Yeah,
I
think great idea.
Yeah. Fantastic idea.
Let the kids in and have some fun. And we're going to take a break. It is 8:37.
3:7.
What do you think of the do-good lady?
You know what? I mean, it's easy to talk to her and think, you know, I mean, how different that is. But that's a type of stuff that that it takes to create something extraordinary. You know, it's that hearing that voice, having that cause. You know, it's impressive what she's been able to do in I'll say a very short period of time, but it really hasn't been
longer
to
than you think.
Raise that much money to cause that much, and I'll call it hype.
Yeah,
though that sounds negative. I don't mean it, but you know, with the potential to like truly affect people's lives.
I right. Mean, yeah. It's well, you know, so far they've they've given 18,000 and 35,000. That's over $50,000 to people that need stuff. Yeah. You know, we're pretty happy with our 60,000 that we raise in a year. She's done that 2 months.
I'll tell you what, though.
And people want to help. That people go there and feel different when they walk out than when they walk in. Yep. You know, they feel better about the whole experience. And if you can pull that off and give people a meal that's well worth their money, then you're
it's a phenomenon. I
just got
that.
Hold on, I just got this text in.
Oh.
A voice just told me Jack's nuts.
Well, who do you think that was from?
I wonder who that was from.
Well,
I have been called that before.
Probably by
this guy.
with another word right in front of that.
Yeah. But that was in there too.
When I drive by there, and I've driven by there probably 10 times since they've been open, there's cars everywhere in that town. You can't park in that town. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. It's just it's unbelievable how many people are in there.
I've never been there.
I haven't either.
I haven't been in, but I've been there. Yeah. And there's people all over the place.
What do you mean you haven't been in it?
I haven't been in it.
Why?
Because it's when I go by there, it's not lunchtime, I don't have time to stop right then because I've got deliveries.
People will wait on you.
Some will, some won't. Yeah. Some I have to hurry up and get done so I can get back and get to a basketball game.
Yep.
See you, Jackie.
See you, Jack. Hi, Rocker.
Hey, howdy.
Rock stepping up.
Just really disappointed in you tonight.
Why is that?
Just his answers and that.
Because he only got 4 out of 5, right?
He's just not on his game anymore.
He's off a little bit.
4 out of 5.
The one I missed was 1852.
Yep.
I mean, I'm just down on you. I brag about you.
You're off by 97 years. That's not bad.
I brag about you. I love you. I think you're like the greatest human being ever, and then you disappoint me like that.
Well, so what'd your answer have been, Bob?
Well, no, now it wasn't 1862.
I'd have been over 5.
Yeah. I went by the year that he bought Alaska, not...
Who's he?
When it became a state.
Well, I don't think we bought it till around 1900.
Well, that would have been fine.
If you got any poll question numbers? Anybody respond?
I got nothing. Nobody ever talks to me.
I got 4-2 now. 4-2.
4-2.
Yep. Who goes farther in the tournament, girls or boys? 419-852-9201.
Actually, I got one boy, one girl.
1-1.
Yep.
5-3. Girls are going to go farther than the boys.
One says boys if they don't hold the ball.
Boys if they don't hold the ball.
Don't hold the ball in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Didn't like our horse.
Rocker was pretty close. I thought it was around 19. I thought it was Teddy Roosevelt. It was 1867 when we bought Alaska.
You were on. I thought Bryant Benn was fabulous for every night.
He did.
First half, he was phenomenal. In the second half, they did a nice job. At,
well,
kind of triple teamed.
He's a working sucker, man.
Yes, he is. He's
I feel like it. And I'm probably just biased, but I feel like that kid gets fouled all the time, and he doesn't get near the calls that I would think he should get.
I think on Friday night we shot 2 free throws. Zara shot 18.
Almost every game I say this phrase to one of the officials. Just because they didn't break his arm doesn't mean he didn't get fouled.
That's about the truth on some of them. It's like he's carrying three people up when he shoots, and they don't go in, and nobody calls nothing.
Yeah, he's a good player, Marvin Ben is.
Yeah, and you got to realize that kid didn't play at all. Any varsity last year.
No, I know.
He was full JV last year, so.
Yeah, that's right.
He's having a great season.
He is, and I look for us to come back, and you know, I love going to Stardome. I love playing up there.
That'd be fun,
I think 2 wins this weekend gets us back to confident.
Yep.
Yes.
I think
it ain't going to be easy against Marion Local.
Oh, they're playing great.
Yeah, I mean, you know how that is. They play nasty defense, and if they throw a little bit of offense.
I mean, we won by 7 over there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. That's going to be a war. Absolutely going to be a war in that sectional final.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kirby's all the time said, Marion's a tough out. Marion will be a tough out.
Yeah.
Kirby, I hate you. Plus, I know he's listening, so.
That's right. Somebody asked me Saturday night, well, who do you think is going to go further? I said, at the time, I've seen was boys' game. I haven't seen it. So I said, well, I'm assuming the boys will. Sorry, Holly. But then that guy told me I was smoking crack, so then again.
Yeah, well, you are, so. 5-4. 5-4 now.
5-4?
Yeah, got another vote for the boys team.
Yeah. We're about 50-50.
That's right.
I tell you what, both of our sectional games just scared me to death.
I know.
But I feel like we should win them both.
Yep.
If he was
like a line setter.
Yeah.
Fort Recovery, St. Henry girls, what's the line?
I would guess 7.
7. Indians by 7.
Yes, Indians by 7.
Okay. I'm going to write this down. So, I'm going to say Fort by 4.
Okay.
For which game?
St. Henry, Fort Recovery girls. He's got us favored by 7. And line for the boys, Marion Local game?
I think 5.
5.
Yep.
Okay. I like that line.
I think we'll
FR by 5, and I'll say FR by 7. So that's good.
I like it.
Our minds are on it.
We're thinking, yeah.
We're always thinking, ain't we?
Yep.
Neil, any thoughts on that?
I think you're thinking, too.
Can I take that out to Vegas?
Take it to Vegas. Put it all in purple and white, buddy.
Yes. I would normally anyways.
There you go.
You got to bet on purple and white.
Never go take sides against the family. And before it covers my family.
There you go.
I'm going to cry.
That's mafia talk right there.
That is. That's deep stuff.
That's Godfather right there.
You are the Godfather.
He's the Godfather.
Bond villain mafia.
Huh?
Bond villain mafia.
The Bond villain mafia.
Grandma was left.
Bond villain. Anybody ever call you the Bond villain?
Not usually.
Nope.
French? Bond villain?
Yes.
Means good bad guy.
Good bad guy.
Bond is good. Villain is villain.
Not good. Not good.
Good bad guy.
I got this text in. Not going to shoot free throws when holding the ball at midcourt. Mm-hmm. Talent wise, boys are so much better.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Interesting. That guy says put down the boys. So that makes it 5-5 now.
5-5.
I like it.
Yeah.
So we're getting some good feedback there.
Good feedback.
Yeah.
Well, I like it when we're rolling and just keep on rolling.
Yeah.
But I also see why sometimes it's a good idea just to slow the thing down and especially like St. Henry and make their fans mad as hell. But when we're up and playing well, I want to just keep on pouring
put,
it
put
on.
To, put it to them?
Mm-hmm. Put jugular. Metal to the metal and just go.
Jugular.
Put the hammer down.
Go for the jugular.
I like your thinking, Spencey.
If the foot is on the neck, snap it.
Whoa.
Snap your foot.
Rock snapping it.
Whoa. Where'd that come from?
That's why I tried to get through to Andy Reid, too, but it worked this year.
They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They won the Super Bowl.
Typically, he lets off the gas in about the third quarter.
Did you watch UD last night?
Yes.
So, it is about 7:30, and I think, you know what? DraftKings, I need to go make a bet. So, I drive out to Indiana. Mm-hmm. I love Maryland. Maryland minus 13 versus Northwestern at home. Maryland's playing well.
Yep.
And I love Virginia Commonwealth. catching 3.5
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
UD. So I said, you know what? Let's do it. $50 VCU, $50 Maryland Terrapins. Let's parlay that for another 50.
Bingo.
Bongo. SWAT, SWAT, SWAT.
Swingity, SWAT, SWAT.
If somebody should just bet opposite of me,
they'd be rich.
Somebody should call me up and say, who you like tonight? And I'll say, and then they'll say, okay, I'm going to bet the opposite and go win.
Thanks for the tip.
How can you be such a bad bettor? Rocker.
I don't know.
God. Shouldn't gamble.
Shouldn't gamble.
I am not gambling anymore. Effective and
done.
Well, it's not gambling if you know you're going to win.
That's right.
Ain't gambling kind of in the Stogler?
This text from Bill Stogler. Billy says, don't worry about the weekend, boys. The boys' team last weekend will be ready to go this weekend. Confidence in the coach and the team. Billy.
And Billy. With Billy. Us. Jumping on board.
I know. What's the deal? Saying something intelligent.
And positive.
Yeah.
Are you sure there aren't 100 smiley faces after that?
No, it's just that's all it is. So.
Sarcasm.
Yeah. I like it.
That seems like wrong.
It. Supporting it.
Yeah, that's supporting exactly right. So we're supposed to get the, we got to get, next weekend we get the seniors, boys.
Yep.
And that's four of them, right? Two of them.
Two of them. Yep. And then we got... Look at him. We got the four girls.
How'd that feel, Rocker?
I thought I had corona there for a second.
That was a great sneeze.
That was a big sneeze.
That was a good one.
Got the four girls.
Four senior girls. Neil, did Patchy and Bobby have them on the other night? Halftime of the game?
Only two of them got to talk, but yeah. Yep.
Only two got to talk?
Yeah. Yeah, they were going to try to get more in, but they the first two would actually talk.
Mm-hmm.
so they got actual conversations in. So it was Olivia and, I can't remember who the other one was. I think it was Kira. Maybe Kira didn't get a chance. Anyway, they had the four of them over there, but I think they all got to say hi, but I don't think two of them got to get in on the conversation, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I'll get them in. We'll get them in.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get them all in. Absolutely.
All the boys, all the girls.
Because I figure we're going to be playing basketball for about three more weeks anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't you think, Spencer?
I'm hoping four.
Four?
I'd like
four
to do two trips to Columbus.
Back to Backers to
C-Bus.
So I'm hoping that which team goes the farthest is a tie with two giant trophies.
There you go.
I'm in.
Yep. They're great. Great finish.
We're capable of it. We can beat anybody, but
mm-hmm.
except
mm-hmm.
Lima Shawnee, but we don't have to play them. That's the only team
I've How good were they?
There we go.
And they have one senior, and he's a role player.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
They're loaded for bear for a couple of years.
Man.
Mm. Role player?
Yeah. Role player.
How tall was he?
9'2".
I think he's 6'1", 6'2", something like that. He's a good player, but they won't have any trouble replacing him. They replace him with me and still be awesome.
Guess what I did yesterday?
Woke up.
Did that.
Got that.
All right. See? I'm one for one.
Went to the dentist.
Oh. Dentist?
How'd that go?
Tooth cleaning?
Nice. First chair, third room.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning.
Yep.
So I go in there and they chisel that crap, that plaque, and they just beat the crap out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Gums hurt for a week.
Yeah, and then they take that and they check your gum density or something about your gums. They see how kind of, and they take that and they prob it, and it hurts like a bitch. And
well, I guess my dentist, tooth cleaner doesn't do that.
Well, did it to me. Thank you, Doc.
Well, you deserve it.
Then I go to the other chair, switch rooms.
Oh.
Two cavities and two fillings.
Yikes.
Oh. Love it. First one, no problem. Second one, that's a bad one.
It's something.
No. Maybe a bad cavity. This is too deep.
Boulder?
Or?
Crowner.
Root canal.
Root canal. No.
My dad had a root canal.
And you're alive today?
So I had a cleaning, a filling, and a root canal.
All the same day?
Yeah. I left there at 11 o'clock. My appointment was at 8.
$3,000.
1,710 smolies.
What's that?
Are you kidding me?
That's almost a day's pay.
We need a dentist in Fort Recovery.
Yeah. Yes, yep. We do.
Huh?
I'm in.
Yes. In?
I'm absolutely.
In. My dentist quit on me.
Who? Tatman.
Mine did too.
Who's your dentist? Gone.
Mine was Tatman.
He retired on us. Playing golf every day.
If you're a young kid out there, go to dentist school, open up a business in Fort Garrett.
Yeah.
And we'll sponsor you.
Doc Vaughn did it for years. Yep. And, you know, he retired, plenty of money.
Dying.
And he didn't charge all that much.
No.
And he'd make a great living.
Thank you. You know, you're going to be rich in Fort Garrett.
Yeah, well, you know.
But you'll make a good living.
Doc was awesome.
Yeah, if all you're in it for is the money, go to Columbus. If you want to make a good living and be around some good people, come to Fort Recovery or another small town. But if you're from around here, if you're listening to us, we want you in Fort Recovery.
We want a dentist.
Yes, we do.
Don't we have anybody in Fort Recovery who went to dentist school?
Nope.
None?
I don't believe.
The last person that was going to go to dentist school was Mark Beach, and he switched over to optometry. Because his uncle was a
dentist. If you want to be a dentist, Fort Recovery Radio will sponsor 40 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll give you a scholarship.
We'll give him a gas card.
Well, we might do better than that.
Huh?
We could do better than that. Yeah.
Come on, people.
I'm in.
Well, and we can maybe influence the people on the Ron Shoemaker board to maybe give you a little extra.
I don't think you got to go to school to be a dentist.
8 years.
What?
4 regular and 4 for dentistry.
Big.
No.
Yes.
Why?
Because you're a doctor.
Doc. You're Doc Vaughn.
Doctor of ophthalmology. No, it says that.
Really?
Doctor.
Quit chomping in the mic. Oh, my God. I'm going to puke. Hey.
Okay, I'll turn him down.
8 years?
Yes. Yes. Veterinarians, doctors. I think chiropractors are at least 6, probably 8.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Well, not if you want a good one. I think that's about right, if you want a good one.
I'm not big on people's mouths.
No.
No.
You?
That's better than feet.
Oh, no.
You better deal with a person's feet than their mouth?
Ugh.
Hmm?
Well, I used to sell shoes.
You did?
Yeah, for Beach. I did Beachy. That for 6, 7, 8 years.
Make any money?
Made $4 a week.
Too bad. Great money.
75 cents an hour. It's not bad.
You make any money selling shoes?
Well, he got paid. I got paid by the hour. I didn't have to catch chickens or turkeys. So as the only other job there was, unless you were a mechanic and could get somebody to let you work at their gas station. But that wasn't me. I wasn't a turkey catcher. So
why? Didn't like us? Professional handler of domestic fowl.
Yep, yep.
Waiting on the cheerleaders to come in. They should be here any second. They got religion. We're going to wait on them.
I was a skinny nerd, and I didn't want to get beat up.
You are still a nerd.
Yeah, but I'm not skinny.
And you can't get beat up anymore.
Could
you?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Whoever the littlest cheerleader that comes in here, she could
She'd wipe the floor with
me.
You ever been hit?
I don't think so. No. Oh, yeah, yep, one time. Yep, I forgot about it. I got reminded when one of the Timmermans, I think it was Judy Timmerman, passed away, her brother, we went to the solo and ensemble contest in Lima.
Mm-hmm.
Walking down the street, you know, between stuff, and we were in downtown Lima. Some guy walked to me, slapped me right in the face.
Didn't know him or anything?
No. He just didn't like the way I looked. He walked up to me, smacked me right in the face. Now, he didn't punch me, but he did slap me.
Well, that was nice of him.
Yeah. Very nice. I'd forgotten about that till he reminded me. I go, yep, and I could just about show you right where it happened.
You ever got hit?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was at the D.C. and Digger. Yeah, they got hit all the time.
Digger should get hit.
They were hitting and getting hit all the time.
D.C. guy, he hit a lot of people.
Yeah.
No. I was with Rocky Wood, wasn't I?
Rocky Wood.
Yeah. He's kind of a badass.
Rocky.
I don't know who that is.
He was about a year or two. He's my age, probably. Yeah. You're great.
We were going. Rocky knocked your socks off.
Yeah, he was tough. He got out of the car. We was in Salina mouthing off to these. Rich Emery was with us. He's mouthing off to these guys. They pull over. We get out of the car. Of course, we're trying to pile out of a car. There's 8 of us in the car. Rocky gets out.
I'm thinking Rocky, he'll knock half of them out before we get there.
He jets out. Down goes Rocky.
Down goes Rocky.
Word rolls. This guy got on me and beat me to a pulp.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
That ain't good, is it?
I said, get me out of here.
We got some, I smell them. I can smell the cheerleaders.
Oh, yeah.
Smell pretty, don't it?
Does come on in here, girls.
There's Courtney.
Here we go.
Hi, Courtney. How are you?
You guys are smelling great.
Hi, cheerleaders. How are you guys?
How many you bring?
Hello.
How many you bring?
Five seniors. Well, four. Rachel Tim's one of our seniors as well, so.
Yeah.
What happened, Neil?
What? You need to keep the elbow higher than the microphone, okay. Bob.
You're done.
How about now?
Looking good.
Hey, yeah. That was amazing.
That's good.
Courtney, get on here. We'll just talk to Courtney first.
To the coach.
Right.
And if Chuck's listening, he'll be very happy to know that she's using the special microphone.
Is Chuck listening?
Who knows? He's doing homework.
Homework?
You know. I am going to kill Chuck. How do you... He has any doubt how lucky he is.
I know.
Huh?
He's amazing. He's still alive.
See, Neil, you get mad at me when Courtney's the same way. That voice you hear is Courtney Rohr, and Courtney is the cheerleader advisor of the Fort Recovery Indians. And Courtney, you got a wonderful group again this year, and hats off to you and your, who else helped you coach?
Taylor.
And hats off to you guys and the squad. And man, every year we just keep getting better and better. And
bigger.
Neil, what's happening right
more
now?
More numbers.
Yeah, we're trying to get the microphone a little closer. Chuck will be mad if we don't get the microphone
we're good.
For his wife.
Yeah.
Well, don't get so far away, we can't hear you.
And congratulations, kid. Great group.
Thanks. This is actually our first group of seniors that we've had from the beginning.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, pretty proud accomplishment.
So I tell you, this is your fourth year then, huh?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. That's awesome.
God, flies.
That was good ciphering therapy.
It does.
That's good admin.
Pretty good. I'm pretty smart.
So, yep. Have we got Spirit Week coming up, or when's that?
Not
do they
right
still
now.
Do that?
Do they do that?
Not. I feel like it's not as big anymore. Like,
really?
Kids don't dress up. Like,
is
you
that
know,
right?
It's all about. Like, you know, you can even see in our student section that they don't do as much stuff because they're afraid what everyone else is going to think. Do it. You know?
Yeah, you can't worry about that stuff, can you?
Nope.
Can't have enough fun.
How about the lifts? Somebody's going to kill himself. About happened, Miss Cinewall.
Hey,
who
yeah.
fell?
Huh?
Right in front of me, I was like,
yeah, it was.
It was called like, squad.
Yeah. We always say before they do stuff, you know, we don't want to go to the ER tonight. And that night, I thought for sure we were going to take
that
a squad.
It looked like
ride.
It was heading that way.
We always catch them.
We always catch them. That's
yep.
it. Man,
they,
I like it.
They know that our
never
Taylor doubt. And I's thing is if anyone's hitting the floor, the person on the ground should be hitting the floor first.
Yeah.
And usually at practice, that's what happens.
That's right. You guys, how many kids we have this year?
We have 15.
15. Can you believe that? Didn't you have like 3 1 year or something?
Yeah,
or
the year before I took over, there was four.
Four. Now we have 15.
Yep.
Well, that's just...
And they brought off... This group of senior brought a lot of them.
Yeah. They're champs, is that what you're saying?
They are champs.
Rock stars.
Okay, who's the little cheerleader?
Kaylin Overman.
Kaylin. Okay, yep. So I'm watching at Miss Sunnewall, and you guys are lifting her up, and my heart is like,
oh, it was awesome.
I love that so much.
Oh, I know what he did.
And hats off to you girls.
That is special.
Because that's just special. Nothing but class, man.
Right.
I love it. And you guys take her under your wings.
Yeah. She's definitely a wonderful addition. We couldn't have
yes.
cheer without her.
Just smile
she,
all the time.
Yeah,
she
you
is
know,
awesome.
She knows everything just like the rest
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I mean... It's
probably
awesome.
Better than a couple of them.
I'm not pointing any fingers.
Yeah, especially our seniors.
You just were.
Oh, huh? No.
You were.
You seen that?
Yeah. Yeah. I, in fact, I said something to somebody, and I think you did a lift with her this past.
Yeah, and our crowds went nuts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And the other crowd, the visitors were, and it was, and I turned around to somebody. I said, "This is awesome. This is how it's supposed to be."
Yep. Yeah, that's right. I
she
agree with you.
Is just, and I also had a conversation with Mr. Overla about that.
You had a conversation and talked to somebody? No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was short.
No.
We ain't buying it.
No, we are not buying
comparatively.
It.
Comparatively.
That's like saying Chuck's at home doing homework.
Yeah, that's
exactly. And you're saying that in a short conversation.
That's exactly right. It is the top of the hour. We are going to take a break. We're going to interview these fine girls, these seniors, and you're going to introduce all your other team, the rest of your girls, and we'll do that next. Coming right back, Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like to think of the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. We'd love to help you where we have something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the basketball games coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Friday, the boys will head to the Stardome in Bern to take on the South Adams Starfires. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the varsity game live. Then on Saturday, the boys will host Tyler Niekamp's Van Buren Black Knights and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of the varsity game. And it'll be senior night, and all Fort Recovery students will get in free, wear purple. That boys' game has been changed to a noon JV start, so it won't conflict with the girls' first tournament game on Saturday evening, which will be played at Lima Bath at 6:15 against St. Henry, and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of that game. Boys' games on Friday night, then again on Saturday at noon. Girls begin their tournament run with the sectional final game on Saturday night. Get out and support our Indians teams this weekend. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
All right, we're back here with the cheerleading squad of Fort Recovery High School. These guys just lead us every night, Fee. And, and Fee, we sit there at the scores table and we talk about the job these kids have done. And it's really fun to do the boys' games because Chuck's sitting there with us. Mm-hmm. And Chuck knows if he turns that music on too soon,
he's second too early.
He's dead a dead man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Huh? We just agonize him. Come on, turn it on. Like, come on.
Bubba and Fee yell at me because I don't play music. And I said,
just
well,
turn it on.
I said, these kids do their work all week long. I said, they get, you know, just a little bit of time. Let them have it. The first couple of games, the girls weren't getting out there quick enough. And he's like, this needs to be better. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so whenever we're at practice, I always hear, Chuck needs you to get there faster. And they're like, all right.
And meanwhile, they're holding up the middle fingers of Chuck every time they see him. So you talk about a busy squad, and Saturday is an amazingly busy day for you guys. And go over your Saturday, what these girls got.
So Saturday morning, they hit competition at Coldwater at 10. So that's what that competition is. It's a game day competition. So stuff that they do throughout the season. We usually don't compete, but that's just like an extra thing.
Yeah.
And then we come back for senior night, senior day, Van Buren game. Mm-hmm. And then some of them will hit the road with the girls for Lima.
So you got we got a full day.
And then triple header for the girls.
That's right.
For the cheerleaders.
That's awesome. Exactly right. Let's talk about your group of kids you got this year. And you want to go over those girls real quick?
Sure.
So for our JV squad, we have Chloe Sutton, Hannah Weigel, Lydia Brunswick, Mackenzie Kaffenberger, Nicole Brunswick, Mackenzie Hart, Kaylin Overman, and Shai Rodriguez. And for varsity, we have Abby Francis, Allie Kaiser, Ashley Hart, Bailey Tebby, Emerson Guggenbiller, Morgan Littmer, And Rachel 10.
Sorry, my name.
So one of our, okay, I'm going to say this. The guy sitting across the table from me is Harold Feely, right? Mm-hmm. And he's the Hastings Auto Sales Hotline. And his favorite halftime entertainment is when you bring a little fart smellers in to cheerlead.
Oh, it's tremendous.
And he absolutely, he looks forward to that more than anything.
Oh, you say that's awesome.
Yeah, and that is his favorite.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think that's the girls' favorite, too. You know, not only because they get to be with those little girls all day, you know, there's lots of energy, whatever, but they also realize how many little kids look up to them.
Yeah.
You know, I always say, whatever you got, whatever you do in that uniform, do it with pride, because there's no chance that there's a little kid looking up to you. So they do a pretty good job at that.
It is amazing, Courtney, to see your maturity level. Now, I'm telling you, these girls are lucky to have you two as leaders, because, you know, someday these girls and they'll be saying, you know what, that cheerleading gig, being a cheerleader advisor, home at Fort Cavery. I'm opening my dentist office, and I, you know, right?
Yeah.
Because we need a dentist. Anybody interested in being a dentist?
Yeah.
Bailey.
No. Bailey.
Bailey.
You got to make lots of money.
So think about it. Fort Cavery Radio is here to help you.
Yeah.
Right, Neil?
Yes.
Gas cards.
Yes, we can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, the little cheerleaders, how many did you have this year?
600.
90. How many?
90. And so, I mean, some of them weren't there because of flu, that kind of thing, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, and you're halfway recovered kids, so it's not too bad of a gig. Like, make a pretty decent amount. We're going to be able to get new uniforms this year, and. So, but that is by far my favorite day.
It is a great day.
And they are just so cute. Oh, my. They're so proud of themselves and smiling. And now, what I like is one of them will see mom and just start waving in the middle of everything.
I agree with you.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
it is good stuff.
I wouldn't trade it. I would rather they do that than not do that. I can tell you that.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. So let's have each of them come up here and then talk a little bit about their senior and senior ass. Who's first?
Start on one end and go to the other. Doesn't matter.
You going to put the headset on, or are you just going to go around? Yeah, put it on, because it sounds...
No, everybody was trying to avoid it, but I don't think they know that Bob asks the tough questions of the last person. The toughest question... The last person gets the toughest questions.
That's right.
Easy, he's...
introduce yourself. Mom and dad and boyfriend and all that stuff.
My name is Allie Kaiser, and my parents are Amy and Eric.
Yep. Now, here's what we need, and this is my singing national anthem for us, because you about made me cry.
Oh, she's doing
it. It was really cool.
She's good.
We got great singers this year.
We do. Huh? We've had some years when we have one or two. We had like four or five different ones, and every one of them is just...
everybody's been good.
Going, wow.
You get nervous doing that?
Not anymore. I used to.
Yeah. Well, you're a champ, I'll tell you that. What's your game plan after school?
I'm going into education, but
dentistry.
I haven't decided on my school yet. I could change to dentist.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, there's time.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know where you're going yet?
No.
And our boyfriend?
Yeah, no.
Ah, come on.
Huh?
No.
Nope.
You believe her?
If she's smiling, she's lying.
Yeah. Senior boys? If you're out there, she is smart, good looking.
Sings like a
bird.
Songbird.
Yeah. Beautiful. Songbird.
Who knew I was getting set up tonight?
Oh, no. You, my friend, are awesome. Good luck with whatever you do, okay?
She's one. If she hadn't hooked up with somebody,
I agree.
She's
a pretty little thing.
Yes, she is, and she's smart.
Yeah. Are you smart?
Smart?
GPA is what?
It's pretty good.
What is
pretty
it?
Good.
4.0.
Let's brag a little. We got to brag, her, Pete.
We got to brag.
You pried that out of her.
I did.
She was not bragging. But I would have bet money it was that.
I kind of figured it was, too. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck with whatever you do. And thank you for everything you do for Fort Cary High School. And
absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Allie.
And you're right. Thanks, when your coach says that the kids look up to you, yeah, she's exactly right. They do.
They do.
Okay. So good job. Next up.
Just remember, the last one gets a tough question.
Yeah, they're going to be tough.
Ooh.
All right, Fee, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, you ready for this one?
Yep.
Happy birthday to you.
Everybody.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mrs. Roger.
Whoa. Hi, not Bailey. Yet. How are you?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Good? Not yet.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday tomorrow.
Thanks.
I got a text here that says it was your birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, I figured it was going to be. Did
you think? You know us too well, don't you? Tell me right now, what is this 4 years of being a four-year cheerleader meant to you?
A lot. It made me, open up a lot. Because I used to be really shy, and now I'm, more open to friends and helping other grades and stuff.
And these kids behind you, your friends, the last 4 years hanging around with them, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's amazing as you get older, and you know you're a freshman and a junior, and next thing you know you're a senior, and you look back and you know it's easy to get emotional, and when this is winding down now, and you know these guys here, pretty cool deal, you know. Agree. What's your game plan?
I'm going to be a teacher when I get older.
Dentistry.
Maybe she can be a choppers. Dentistry teacher.
Or we have an auto dealership for sale.
There you go.
We do? Yeah, for sale?
By the time these guys
get out. Oh, yeah.
10 years from now, right, Fee?
Yeah.
Ten years after she gets her dentistry degree?
Yeah. Education, where are you going to school at?
I'm deciding between two colleges yet.
Who you got? Which ones?
Rice State and St. Francis.
Can't go wrong.
No, that's right.
Both good ones.
And the most important question, you ever have to mow your yard?
No. Dad will not let me do that.
He will not let you. Okay, that's what I want you to do this summer, okay? Text us to say, I'm getting on the mower.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see how mad
opposite.
I can.
Go opposite, whatever you want.
A week before your graduation party. And I am going to destroy this yard. That would be awesome.
It would be fun. No,
she won't destroy it. She would make it look good, but it wouldn't look like it does.
No, she would destroy it. Girls cannot mow straight lines.
Have you seen my yard?
My wife cannot. She can't do that. No. Can you guys mow straight?
Nobody better complain.
No.
Can you mow straight line?
No, probably not.
No.
See?
No.
So that's your job from Fort Gabriel is to mow right before senior graduation party.
Tell Dad, I'm going to go ahead and mow today.
I got her covered, Pappy.
I got you covered.
You might want to do it after you get out of college because there might be a little bit of problem with funding.
Probably right. Yeah,
might be.
And she also is my favorite waitress at Tin Cupboard.
All right.
So, congratulations, she's awesome. Kid. You're awesome.
Thanks.
Good luck with the future.
Thanks. Yep.
Next up,
thanks,
who we
Bailey.
Got?
I guess I'll let you go.
All right. Come on, Morgan. And you are?
I'm Morgan Littmer, and my parents are Larry and Stephanie.
You know this guy over here graduated with your dad.
Really? Yes, I did. Good friend of mine. That.
Really? Great guy. You graduated?
I did.
Oh, I'll be darned. I don't know. I'd have never guessed that.
How about that?
Yeah.
Morgan, have you been a cheerleader since junior high?
Yes. Yep.
Done it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And got a favorite memory?
Oh, gosh. There's so many of them.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't think of one in particular. But
now, are you one they throw up?
Yeah, I'm a flyer.
She's a flyer.
You ever say, you drop me, I'm going to kill you?
No. No. Usually try not to threaten him. Don't want to make him angry.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
That is a good thing.
Great thing. And her grade point average has to be 5.0 if she thought of that answer. Got to be the smartest one.
Yeah.
Don't make him mad.
So as the season winds down here, and you feel yourself, are you an emotional girl? I mean, is this something that you can cry and talk anything?
So how about Saturday?
There's going to be lots of tears.
Are you guys going to cry?
Yeah, for sure.
So I need to look down then, right? Because if I look up, and I'm going to be crying. And
I know.
Gonna be
I'm
stupid.
The same way. I cry. Like, if I see somebody crying,
I want to.
I'm done.
I'm a
contagious friend.
It don't matter. Huh?
Morgan's going to. I'm done. I'll get up.
Oh, you'll cry too.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying she's going to start it.
You're going to be the beginner?
Okay.
Well,
that's okay.
What's your game plan after school?
I'm going to Miami University, and I'm undecided on a major, so, you know, maybe dentistry.
There you go.
Yes.
We're getting our teeth cleaned out.
We're going to have 14 dentists in town. Everybody's going to hate me. We're going to be making $80 a week. Morgan, I wish you the best in the
Thank
future.
You.
Good luck.
And one of our favorite things to do up here at Fort Carter Radio, and we've been doing this for 5 years now, is when we get to interview the seniors, because it shows the people of Fort Carter how awesome the kids are in our town, and we absolutely love it. And you're a perfect example of that. Okay, so good luck.
All right.
That is Morgan Littmer, and Larry, you know Larry's proud of Peacock.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Larry's awesome.
Who we got here?
I'm Ashley Hart, and my parents are Matt and Chrissy Hart.
Matt, the janitor.
Not anymore.
Huh?
Not anymore.
Well, he used to be.
Yeah.
But he was the original guy who kept the gym too cold.
Froze us.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Chewy. I don't remember
Chewy,
that.
Turn the heat up.
He had to call Chewy to get the heat on.
Well, now I'm sweating buckets out there.
Are you sweating buckets now?
Somebody overheated.
Yep. Overheat.
Overheat.
Get Matt back.
You've been a 6-year cheerleader?
Yes, I have.
And talk a little bit about what cheerleading's meant to you and as you've grown up and enjoyed the hanging out with these friends.
Well, I mean, I've been in it since middle school, so it's all I've ever really known with, like, middle school and high school. You know, I was always practices on certain days, games on the weekends. And so it's just always just, I guess, kind of a lifestyle that I've grown into over the past 6 years of cheerleading. So
it's kind of cool that, when you know, a lot of times we're on here and we talk about with a football team and that, you know, and it's so neat to be a senior and be part of a team. And you guys are a great team, you know. I mean, and I feel like you've done this together for 6 years, and you grow together, and it's got to be a blast to be with each other all the time. And and you work so hard, and you do a great job.
Thank you.
Boyfriend?
No.
Liar.
Another liar.
Huh?
Here's another cute one with no boyfriend.
I don't get it.
Cute, smart, no boyfriend.
Fort Recovery has the dumbest boys in the world.
They do. Unbelievable.
They have to be.
They have idiots.
Yeah.
They are missing it, I can tell you that.
Okay, so here's my question. When we come out to starting lineup, all right?
Okay.
And we always do these flippers, right?
Yeah.
So who's our best flipper?
Not me.
How's that go? Who decides who's our, like, you alternate, or do you say, tonight you're flipping, let's go?
Nope, we have I don't even know how many flippers we have. 8? 9?
It's unbelievable.
Really?
There. Yeah, and so, I mean, we usually rotate it in with cheers and that kind of thing of when they're going to flip, that kind of thing, and usually by seniority.
Yeah,
that's how it goes. Yep. So on Saturday, the last home game, who's our flippers? Seniors?
Everyone. I mean,
I think the seniors should flip.
I think I'm going to try to pull my back tough this week.
Yes. Are you really?
Yeah, I haven't done it since sophomore.
Should we get some mats out?
No, I'll be fine. I just felt like a couple years ago, and I've kind of been too shy to do it since because everybody kind of laughed.
What is it?
It's funny. Like a round off backhand spring. Then
let's see one.
Flip.
I don't think that's enough.
She can do it anywhere.
I don't think we can do that.
You can do it here.
Yeah.
It can't be very hard otherwise.
No, I do have a complaint about the flips.
Okay, uh-oh.
Because this girl gets her turn, this girl gets her turn, another one gets her turn, another one gets her turn, and just when I get up to take my turn at it, the game starts back up.
Gotta be faster, Neil.
Yeah, Neil.
Well, it takes me a while to get up.
You're 70.
Yeah.
You're 70.
Yes, I am.
So stay right where you're at. We don't want you to throw you.
No flipping.
Yeah, but it looks like fun.
It does look like fun. What's your game plan, kid?
I plan on going to Bowling Green University and studying construction management.
Seriously? Well, good for you. That's awesome.
Construction management. I like that.
What would that mean? So what would you do?
Work for
in charge of Liberty Wing.
Basically just like working, I guess, like with the blueprints and making sure like everything runs smoothly on like construction sites and stuff. So, yeah.
And is there any chance that you're going to invite me and Harold out to swim this summer?
In my pond? You going down the zip line?
Oh, I seen the zip line.
I want a zip line.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
What do you think? How would I? Speedo? Zip line.
Oh, no Speedo.
Remind me to close my blind.
Whoa!
That's what everybody's saying when they see you with a Speedo.
Kid, we're proud of you, man. I just think the world of you guys, and you've done nothing but make Fort Recovery proud.
Yep.
So congratulations. Good luck in the future.
Thank you.
Who we got left? Is that it? We're done.
That's all of them. The only one that's missing is Rachel Tin, daughter of Lori and Ryan.
She had
another good one. So.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Girls, we just want to say, first of all, thanks for coming up. I know
we appreciate
you guys.
That.
If you ain't busy enough, you got homework, you got all that good stuff. But we're super proud of you, you know, and enjoy Sunday or Saturday, because it is kind of an emotional deal, and you should be proud of what you do, and Fee's going to try like hell to embarrass you.
Yep.
So that's our goal,
that's
right?
That's the goal.
That's our goal. Court, hey, you guys, awesome. Great job once again.
Keep up the great work.
That is the Fort Recovery Cheerleading Seniors, and they're nothing but class acts.
Sure are.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stoglin, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Collane's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having a pork chop dinner on Thursday, March 12th. It's carry out only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinners will be prepared by Two Willies Barbecue using their international award-winning Iowa State Fair recipe. And the dinner includes a pork chop, jumbo baked potato with butter and sour cream, applesauce, and a roll. The tickets are only $8 each and must be purchased by Wednesday, March 4th from any high school SADD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices or by calling Kathy Toby at 375-4227 or Kathy Etzler at 852-2572. The Academic Boosters is the group that recognizes students for their academic achievements during our home basketball games. Get your Academic Booster dinner tickets before March 4th for the 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member. Then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance on the west side and pick up your dinners on Thursday, March 12th between 4 and 6. And be sure to get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on. Just be sure to get your smoked pork chop dinner tickets before March 4th. March 4th.
We're back here, Sports Talk, with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, Bobby.
My good friend, Rocker Bob Billion.
Yes, sir.
It was a lot prettier before Rocker, the people that were on that mic.
Oh, I agree.
Absolutely.
Them and girls. I don't want to make anybody mad, but to where our cheerleaders were 5 years ago to where they're at now is unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
Kind of a little different, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
The whole thing, the band.
Yes, the band is.
The cheerleaders, the whole atmosphere.
Yep.
Hats off to that whole dude. Reed Knuth. Courtney and our.
Our student section was always pretty good and had some really neat people kind of more or less leading it, but that's what we had.
Yeah.
Now we have the cheerleaders and we have the band. The band is really good, and they play a lot more than they used to.
And they're loud, and I like it.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, louder than hell.
Yeah, it's what awesome. We like. It's perfect.
Bang your head, mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Who sings that?
Quite right.
That is correct.
You're correct.
You know your music.
Yes, I do.
Correction.
You don't know Alaska.
Do you?
I know it like the back of my hand.
Alaska.
I know the
North.
I know they elected one nutty the governor.
Zone. Huh?
I know they elected one nutty governor a while back.
Who?
No, she wasn't.
Oh, yeah, she's never in a pecker.
No, she actually...
Pretty Palin?
She knows. She pretty knows. Pretty Palin. She's pretty. You didn't like her?
Well, I liked how she looked.
Why was she nuts?
Oh, excuse me.
What the hell was that? A sneeze?
That was me.
It was bomb.
Like an air gun.
That one was... Because I couldn't get to the microphone switch fast enough. It just came on fast.
It is amazing, ain't it? I shot peanuts all over the place when I sneezed last time. Yeah, it's disgusting, ain't it?
A little rough. And you're talking about
being sick sucks.
Oh, man.
We live in hell. Ohio weather's hell.
It's bad right now.
Huh?
That's
hot.
Cold. It's been warm.
Cold, hot.
Today was a beautiful day.
Wasn't bad. If it ain't windy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That ain't bad at all.
Yeah.
When it's windy, it's not very good.
Sucks.
Yep. Cuts right through you.
I need some warm
right
weather.
Right through you.
Oof. Hate it.
Are you an idiot?
No. I just get into it.
You do get into it.
Yes, sir.
8-6.
8-6?
Right now, girls go farther than the boys. 8-6 on our poll question.
All right.
8-6. It's going to be a nail biter because we've got about 5 minutes yet.
Well, I hope they both just come back with a big gold trophy.
Big trophy?
Yeah, I agree with you.
I like
gold trophy. Big weekend, boys. Big weekend. It all kicks off Saturday morning at noon, Fee. And you got to work Saturday?
I do not.
Perfect. You'll be on time.
I will be on time.
You'll have a zillion things to read off Saturday.
8 million.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he just learned them. I don't have more now.
Yeah. And you'll handle it with class like you always do. Saturday night, we'll go up and watch girls play.
Yes.
Well, we got to go get some fish.
Yep, get some fish
in
first.
Between. They're opening the community club fish fry at 3 o'clock.
I signed up for the bar.
Billy. Uh-oh.
Billy. Might be a little late, Billy.
Billy, going to be a little late, our old buddy.
Is it the same place?
No. Nope. It's out at the, what's it called this year?
At the whatchacallits.
Whatchacallit?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
St.
Like
Peter.
That place. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yep.
It's on St. Peter Road.
So they got rid of the Fox Road operation?
It's on St. Peter Road. You go up Fox Road and then turn on St. Peter Road.
So basically the same place.
Yeah, same place. Yeah, he was lying to you.
He's lying.
I love that fish show. Are you making it? Are you cooking?
I won't be there.
Why?
But no. The girls' game, and then I'll stop out there and eat, and then I'll Johnny. Be heading to
lunch. How about, so we're not going to get any donuts, are we?
Well, we could if there's time, but they'll be cooking, they'll be making fish, and then the donuts will taste like fish.
Fishies. Really?
Fish donuts.
Probably.
You had donuts last year out there.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
we ate the crap out of those things.
They were delicious.
No, yeah. Between everybody, they ate four.
You made more than four. You made like four dozen.
I made 15 or 20. I think I did two tubes.
Killed them.
So 20, and I think they ate four.
Are you going to make some more sometime soon?
I could if we can find a fryer out there early.
Early fryer.
We got a kitchen here now.
Yeah, but I don't have a deep fryer.
We can get one.
I don't have an exhaust fan for a deep fryer.
How about an air fryer?
I doubt if you can do that, but I have no idea.
I think you can.
Well, maybe you can, but how are you going to make the sugar stick to it if you don't have the oil frying?
The air will blow the sugar off. Squirt bottle.
Well, you don't put
squirt bottle. Oil.
You don't put the... Okay.
Down they go.
Yeah.
Down ahead.
I had pizza wings last night.
Pizza wings.
Wings.
Pizza wings. They just come out with it. Boy, now.
Pizza.
Hey, man, you might have just come out with something here.
Did you mean like fish for
pizza
for,
rolls?
For pizza rolls.
Totino's?
Lent for Ash Wednesday.
Totino pizza rolls.
When's Ash Wednesday coming up?
That's Wednesday.
Is it really?
Yep. Yes, sir.
You going to go to the Do-Good?
Not likely.
Let's go to the Do-Good and eat sometime, us four.
The Do-Good.
I'm in.
Let's do it.
I want to get there. I just never am able to get there when they're...
We got
to
tag her out.
When they're going on, so... Yep.
We're in.
I like it.
Yeah.
We'll go eat breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hate breakfast, you said.
No, not. I don't think I've ever said that.
Yes, you did. You said the only thing you eat is your casserole, egg casserole. It's the only thing you'll ever eat.
No, that isn't at all what
that
I said.
That is true what you
that
said. Didn't he feed
your breakfast eater. I eat breakfast every single day.
You eat green egg casserole.
I only do that every once in a while. I haven't made one.
You eat breakfast every day?
I think the last one I made was for the Jubilee softball lunch stand. So that had been June. So every Saturday and Sunday morning, I make myself an omelet and fried potatoes and bacon.
Fried potatoes and bacon.
Every what now?
Every Saturday and Sunday morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. An omelet? What kind of omelet?
I put...
Western.
I slice up fresh mushrooms and put that in there.
Yummy.
And the
mushrooms?
whatever cheese I have.
Yummy.
I like mushrooms.
Love shrooms.
Not in an egg omelet.
Oh, yeah, delicious.
Well, yes. Fresh mushrooms, really good.
Peppers? What do you mean, fresh mushrooms?
Like, not a canned mushroom. Not the ones that come in the juice. You go over to the Wayne Street Market, buy...
Cut them up.
...mushrooms, and I slice them up, and I put them in with my eggs.
Good.
And then I put the cheese in, then I fold them over.
I'm going to kill you.
And I eat them.
Now, what else? Cheese?
Yeah, cheese. Yeah.
Cheese and mushroom and an egg.
Not an egg, two eggs.
Two eggs.
If you're going to eat an omelet, what are you going to do?
Western.
I don't like... I like onions peppers, but onions. I don't like them with eggs.
Really?
I
do.
I don't like that.
Yummy.
All right. Here's my question, okay?
Love it.
All right. Here's my question. Rocker, I want you in on this, too.
Okie dokie.
It's the end of the world. You got one meal. Okay?
One meal.
The only place to eat is McDonald's.
Oh, geez. Ooh.
What are you getting?
Never been that hungry.
Neil is going to starve to death, apparently.
Yeah, what are you going to get?
I get an ice cream cone. Their ice cream isn't terrible.
Why McDonald's of all places?
That's the only one left.
French fries.
What are you going with?
I have to go with my fail safe. It's about 20 chicken McNuggets and some barbecue sauce and a McFlurry.
Not bad. Fee, what are you going?
I'd probably go with the 2 for $5.
It's the end of the world. But he can splurge.
You're tight, Matt. He's tighter than a new boot.
I need a Big Mac and a quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah. Oh,
the cars ain't selling, so he's got to do.
And if you got cherry pie back, I'll take it, too.
Do they still do cherry pies?
I wouldn't have the slightest clue. I haven't been to McDonald's in 10 years.
That is a lie.
They do still have them.
You know what I mean?
I have no idea.
I'm Egg McMuffin,
but they're not known for the damn pies.
Egg McMuffin?
I think I'd get 2 Egg McMuffins, hash brown, large Coke.
You breakfast guy.
I am. That's my to-go. If I'm on a firing squad, and they'll say, what's your last meal? I'll say, Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin.
Jeez. You in or out, Neil?
I'm way out.
But you got to get the muffin with a crunch. Don't get them no crunchy.
Yeah.
You agree with that?
I've had one Egg McMuffin in my life, and the only way I'll eat eggs is if they're scrambled, and they don't scramble the eggs. They just fry an egg.
You just said you eat omelets.
Yes, and that's scrambled.
No, it's not.
Well, how do you make a... You fry an egg? You fry two eggs and slap them together? How do you make an omelet? You use scrambled eggs.
You do?
Yes. Do you know what an omelet is?
Yeah, it's a whole egg, and then you fold it.
It's not like you don't just crack an egg and put it on the grill. Or in a... It's scrambled. It's a scrambled egg. You don't fry two eggs and slap them together.
You ever cook? You have no idea, do you?
What? You tip this table over, Neil's going to kill you.
No, I don't care as long as one of the ends hits Bubba in the chin on the way over.
Let's do this. Let's have an omelet contest.
Oh, God. Contest? Why?
Because everything's got to be competitive in my life.
Competitive. Well,
okay.
I like it.
Hmm?
So what's this? What are we doing?
Melton has not brought us a pie.
He didn't bring us one. Tantalized us that first week.
Hey, teased us.
He brought you guys pies. He didn't bring me a pie.
He said he's going to bring more pies.
But you want to? Would you like a Wix sugar cream pie?
I like pumpkin.
I have a Wix sugar cream and a Wix pecan pie in the freezer. Ooh, back there in the kitchen.
You do, really?
Yeah, go ahead and take one.
I'm not a pecan guy. You love pecan pie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love pecan pie.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'm a pecan. It's just brown sugar and molasses, man. And pecans, man. That's awesome.
Is it good? Put ice cream on it?
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream. What about you? You like pie?
Yes. What guy don't like pie?
Those are the only kind of pies I like. The rest of the pies.
Cherry pie?
Unless you're Richard Simmons.
Who sings cherry pie? 4, 3, 2, 1.
Warren.
You got it, but you didn't beat the buzzer.
I don't know that version. There's a doo-wop version.
There's not a doo-wop.
Yes, there is, buddy. Cherry pie.
Huh? Well, that's a whole different thing than She's My Cherry Pie is different from cherry pie.
No.
There's a song.
She's my cherry pie.
That's a different.
Down a duty, bound a day without dying. Don't eat
cherry pie.
Let's see here. Let's see if I can find this.
God, I can't believe how dumb you and Neil are. Can I ask you a question, Neil?
You can, but.
How old are you, Rocker?
Why are you asking Neil how old I am?
How old are you?
45.
45. How old are you, Spency?
70.
70. Is there any chance you was down at Rocker's mom, with Rocker's mom, 25 years ago?
Not likely.
Huh?
Not likely.
Because you two are brothers. Well, it's starting to get to me a little bit.
How has Neil not just shot you right now?
You both have smarts over stupid stuff.
But Neil would probably call that an insult being related to me, I'm guessing.
No, not.
Neil would love to be able to call you son.
Son. I don't think that.
Yes, you would.
Son.
Wouldn't it be neat if you found out that he was... Let's take a hair sample.
We're in trouble.
He's making fun of your bald head. I've taken off his mustache. Ouch.
I'm pretty sure those samples will not match.
Never know.
Pretty sure.
Never know.
Well, yeah.
You're looking for your cherry pie song in the 50s doo-wop, and you can't find it because there ain't one. So y'all owe me $5.
There is one.
Doo-wop. That's sugar plum.
Sugar plum. But that's all they're doing here. But
sugar plum is not cherry pie.
She's my sugar plum. Hum a dum a dum a dum a dum
bum bum. You like that part?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's good. Thank you.
That's really good.
If he's in Guam.
Yeah. Now we're there. This is hair band.
One hit wonder.
Warrant is not a one hit wonder.
Pretty much.
No.
Okay, you name me one other song that they had that was as good as that was.
That's Ode to Billy Joe?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Ode to Billy Joe.
Feels like the first time.
Oh, no. This is a good one.
Look at this. This is a love-making song.
This is love.
Jody, I'll be home in a little bit.
5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Get her ready.
Sees the fire in her eyes. Soon the ghost the same.
Not if I don't beat you there first.
Hey, maybe we better check on your daughter's DNA.
Who's this? Warren?
Yeah.
More Warren.
One hit wonder?
Down
Why
boys.
Don't you say sorry?
No, that isn't one of their songs.
Sorry.
Say sorry.
Sorry seems to be the hardest
Elton
word.
John. John.
No?
Yes.
Yeah. It's sad.
It's Bob.
So sad. Why can't we talk it over? Sorry seems to be the hardest one.
And I'm Bob Schaugler is now a BG.
A BG.
Because, you know, you know, his little boys went south on him.
little boys,
they dropped on him.
I have a range.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, here it is. Eric Carmen. Yep. Lightning strikes me. Something like that. What have I got to do to deserve? Right now, hug your wives. What do I say? Your girlfriends. When it's all over. Or your boyfriends.
I don't know if I've heard this particular artist do it.
Seems to be the hardest one.
Do you like this guy singing it?
Yeah, it's good.
Elton John.
That was Elton John. This is a different guy.
What do I do? Oh, yeah.
A Cocker?
Joe Cocker.
No. Joe Cocker. That's not Joe Cocker.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Well, it says it on here.
How could you, not tell by that?
Joe Cocker.
Voice.
No, that's...
I thought you had to take a number two.
Joe Cocker's number one best song.
Ebony and Ivory.
No.
Ebony and Ivory.
You're so beautiful.
No.
That's pretty good.
No, he sings a duet with Barbra Streisand.
My favorite is from the movie.
Yeah.
Up Where... Oh, yeah, Up Where...
What is it?
Up Where We Belong.
Yes, Up Where He Belongs.
Jennifer Warren.
Jennifer Warren.
Lord, lift me up. I'll do Jennifer Warren. Ready? Go ahead and start that.
Oh, you got the boobs.
Here you go.
Wow. That was unnecessary.
Every day. Lord, lift me up. How's the wagon going?
The wagon.
Wagon. You're the one you're off. You're on the wagon.
Oh, so far so good.
How long you been dry?
2 weeks ago on Wednesday, I think I had beer up here.
Are you feeling better?
Mm-hmm. I'm actually walking.
What?
But, yeah.
Couldn't walk before?
Beer had me sideways. I couldn't walk.
Wife had to wheelie around. Boy.
Officer and a gentleman. I couldn't think what the hell the name of the movie was. Got it.
Another Joe Cocker that you probably
Why
hate.
Can't we be friends?
Walk.
With a little help from my friend.
Yeah, that one too. Get a seizure.
What's the Joe Cocker move?
You know? That is what he does.
Yeah.
How many people here are listening right now?
Two.
Four of us. Four in here. Everybody else is kind of tuning us out.
Oh, no.
Maybe this will live up. I mean, get something a little.
If you're listening right now, we'll give you, how much should we give? Pizza. We should get a pizza.
Oh, that reminds me. Those envelopes I gave you there. That is money that we got from the Queen of Hearts drawing 50-50 at St. Henry Nightclub. Two different ones. The amount is written on there. I think it's between two of them, $481.
How great is that?
Got that to Janice today. Yep, 400. He got it to Calpe. Calpe got it to me. I got it to Janice today.
Man. Thank you, St. Henry Nightclub.
I believe there are two more times that we are on their list of recipients of their 50-50 money.
God love them.
That's tremendous. Awesome. That is beyond tremendous.
No.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We have somebody actually listening.
I've been looking for another pizza.
Yeah, we got people listening.
The old ball coach.
On behalf of Fort Recovery Radio staff and management, we apologize for
Coach Mountain has to be bored. Yeah, he's definitely bored. He's listening to us living there.
Yeah, boy.
The Roars are listening. God love these people. They must really be bored.
They're bored.
Huh?
They are bored.
God love them.
Is Bill listening?
Bill Stoglin? No, he's an idiot.
You might try this.
He's
one.
A 10-minute guy.
Here's an Elvis song.
Oh, I got
yes.
How old would he be if he was alive today?
Like 85.
No.
85?
No.
I'm going to bet that that rocker is exactly correct.
He's probably close.
No.
Was he 42 when he died in?
42.
He was 46.
Died in 77?
77.
So what's that, Maggie?
So 77 minus 20, 20 is
23.
53.
He was 42 and he lost.
That's 43.
He died in 73.
77.
So it's 23 and 43. How old was
43
he when he died?
And he died when he was 42.
43 and 42 is what?
85.
85.
Yeah. We had it.
Or this one.
Christmas.
Oh, here's. I have a request. If you're listening, hurry up and come up. Since I just Christmas song made me think of this.
Christmas.
Yeah. Well, hurry up and come up here. We'll do the 12 days of Christmas if we get eight more people.
Oh, we need eight people. We have no chance getting
no.
God, I hope not.
We barely got done that night.
Only because you kept screwing it up.
No, I got it right this year.
No. Hey, no. Got you D last night?
I did. Second time, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
You watched Iowa State last night?
I did not.
They didn't play.
I know.
They play Thursday night.
Yes, Iowa.
Iowa Hawkeyes.
Oh,
yep. Let me tell you something. The March Madness is going to be great.
It is going to be awesome.
Okay.
UD in there. Ohio State in there. Who else we got?
UC.
UC's
Wright
in there.
State.
Wright State's in there.
Yeah, they have a
lot of
Ohio
teams.
Yeah.
I love when there's a lot of Ohio teams.
Xavier's kind of a. They got
a shot.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Who else? Anybody else? Who's winning the MAC?
I was going to say the MAC has to have somebody. Ohio, or no, probably Buffalo. They've been. Last couple years, they've been.
Who's winning the MAC, Neil? Look it up.
Okay.
I'm going to say. Yeah, I really don't know.
How about that car wreck?
Don't know anything about it.
Brian Newman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, is that unbelievable?
And he just walked out of the hospital today.
Yeah, they just.
Was he out of the hospital?
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
You know, his wife just split up with him four days ago?
Seen that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Seen that. After 16, 18 years or something like that?
Before the wreck or after the wreck?
Before.
Oh.
4 days ago. Wreck happened Monday.
She's feeling a little bad, I think.
Imagine that. Getting ready to go to Daytona. Hey, by the way.
See ya. I gotta go. Had enough of you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What are you looking up?
Well, I keep getting all kinds of things for trying to find the Mac.
M-A-C. Well, here's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a bold prediction. The sales boys goes out early.
Really?
Yeah.
You think somebody's going to get them?
Yep.
Sounds so bad down there, though.
Anna. District final.
I think Anna might get them.
Anna definitely could.
They could.
See what, did Mr. beat them? Anna? Somebody put a beat down on
them. Anna beat him, or Mr. beat Anna Saturday night.
Yeah. Hard telling her.
This basketball tournament, boys and girls.
Oh, it's a toss of coin.
It is going to be awesome.
It'll be good.
We just got to get through that first game. We got to get through it. Once we get that, we get the confidence. But first game scares me. Both teams.
We need a big win this weekend too. Yep. Get us a couple wins to get it going here, Coach. That's what we got to have.
Yep.
Couple wins. Get a little momentum built up.
I
then go running into the tournament.
Rocker, you going game Saturday night? Boys game noon.
Noon.
Should be up by then.
Noon start.
Time you go, like, what time you get up in the morning?
5:30.
Saturdays?
Oh,
it's about 6.
No.
Or he sleeps in.
Well, yeah, sorry to my sleep in.
You do wish people by birthdays
half an hour.
Early.
By half an hour.
When you're wishing birthdays in the morning, when you get everybody.
About half in, half out.
Are you in bed?
No, I'm at the kitchen table.
You are?
Yeah, waiting for the coffee to get done.
You need to get you one of those with the timer.
Yeah.
I don't have time. I'm...
You don't have time.
I'm not in that big of a hurry. I mean...
You drink... How much coffee do you drink in the morning?
About 3 cups. About all I can...
3 cups?
Put down.
Give you 3 cups?
Buzzer. But sometimes... Sometimes I pass out in the second cup.
Well, then the caffeine isn't doing much good.
Does coffee help?
Help what?
Get you going. Do you drink coffee?
No.
No. You need help you?
I drink coffee on Sunday mornings so I don't fall asleep in church because I can't sit still quietly for more than 20 minutes.
Really?
I usually can't make 20 without nodding.
Church? Pastor,
anything.
Few years,
anything. Back before I did the coffee thing on Sunday, I could sleep 12 hours on Saturday night and fight not to fall asleep in church.
Really?
I can't just sit there. It doesn't work for me. I can't read a book because I fall asleep. I can't just sit there without doing something.
What are you pointing me for?
I got a question.
Bring it on.
It's a music question. Maybe Neil can help us out.
We don't need Neil.
I got the music.
Okay.
Neil, don't answer this. Me and Fee's going to get it.
This goes back a little ways. The song, He's So Fine.
Carly Simon.
No.
That's You're So Vain.
He's So Fine. It's why I love my baby.
It's like a doo-wop song.
Yeah.
Chiffons?
Now, yes.
Now.
Thank you.
Yes.
Remember that song. Now. Mm-hmm. Picture that up against My Sweet Lord. Now, does that those two songs sound anything alike?
No.
Well, the thing...
I really want to see you.
I said that before, but I heard an instrumental version of He's So Fine, and it is the same chords.
He's so fine.
And the reason why I'm saying it is...
Is there a lawsuit out?
Not anymore.
In 1981, George Harrison... was ordered to pay $587,000 to this, was it like a BMI type group?
Yeah.
For really?
Copyright infringement.
So he could sing it?
Because they said he used too much so that he's so fine.
Yeah, uses the same chords. And I always thought that was the dumbest thing, but I heard an instrumental version of He's So Fine, and it's, if they're not singing, I can see it.
Really?
Yeah, I always thought that was the dumbest thing ever till I heard that one time. I'm not sure if I could ever find a
instrument. Do you know that if you take this water bottle in Connecticut, Hawaii, Maine, New York, you get 5 or 10 cents for it?
Let's go.
Yep, let's go. Road trip.
Road trip.
So like why is that?
It's like the Seinfeld episode.
Recycling.
They got birds up.
Michigan will give you a nickel for a beer bottle.
Humanity.
Michigan will give you a nickel for glass bottles.
Think about how many bottles, water bottles, are thrown away in Mercer County.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Seven.
7 million
oh, yeah,
a day.
That's what I meant. Yep. And I still can't figure out why anybody would pay money to have water in a bottle when you just go to the tap and get it.
Because of probably the chemicals.
Thank you.
Chemicals. Read what's in there. There's chemicals in there. There's flavor. There's
not pig.
Whoa. Nobody wants that.
Well, at least now I have something to edit. So I get,
nobody's listening.
Well, but they might in the archives.
Well, they probably get it. Oh, there we go.
This is the longest we ever went.
Oh, yeah.
No, not
even close.
Oh,
we've done 11 o'clock before.
We have had some long ones, haven't we?
Not recently, but...
We used to.
If we make a turnaround, we should have an all-nighter.
Yeah.
Pull an all-nighter in here.
Yep. We've said this a humpteen times.
Well, no, let's do this. Sports talk. After the girls win Saturday night and after the boys win next Friday night. After hours. Sports talk after hours. Deep
well,
talk.
Okay, so we going to wait an hour and a half till I get back with the from the game?
Yeah. Chucky baby, Chucky baby.
Chucky baby?
So you're not going to the game?
Yeah.
So we're going to wait an hour after the game.
I'll drive fast.
Okay, so 48 minutes.
We can start on our cell phones.
Mm. Bubba Stoller, dead at the age
of... Chuck could do that. Chuck could do that.
We need to have a sports talk.
I have no problem with that. But if I'm in Lima and have to pack up the equipment, that's just not going to work very well.
We're still binging.
People are still listening.
Probably it just says shut the hell up and go.
Please go home. Chuck's in.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, where's my sweet Lord?
He's upstairs, up in heaven.
He's in heaven.
No.
It's my sweet Lord, Engelbert Humperdinck.
No, George Harrison.
George.
My
the quiet
angel. Play music. He's like that guy on Police Academy. Makes all the sounds.
Yeah.
Black guy?
Yeah.
My sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord. This is George Harrison.
He's so fine, my sweet Lord.
Yeah. George Harrison got hosed. He got hosed. You see when tonight?
I don't know.
They're in overtime.
Don't forget about fish fry Saturday.
Fee, I'm looking forward to it. Let's get their fish fry. Let's get some W's, boys, this weekend.
W's.
W. Two wins. 3-0 this weekend.
That'd be huge.
You in, Spencey?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I'm...
3-0's big.
I think I'm in.
South Adams is a great place to announce from, too. They bring a table right up on the edge of the balcony on the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's hard to get a signal there, so we'll probably lose our signal a couple of times.
WPG 14.
WPGW.
They're not going to be there.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not. Patch and Bobby?
Yep, Patch and Bobby.
Patch and Bobby.
They're not very good.
What?
They're not.
Because they don't know anything about basketball?
Patch don't.
Really?
Huh. An idiot.
Huh. I'll be darned.
You know, he could kill you.
What? You think I'm scared?
Yes, you should be.
Well, I don't know if you are, but yeah. Rocker's right, you should be.
You should
be. Okay. You and him, MMA.
Yeah?
Jubilee.
I'm not scared, just like Melton. Coach Melton, I will knock his head off.
Of course you will.
We will have it. And then who's the football coach? Brent? I will take him out, too.
Oh. Taking the whole staff out?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, I like
that's... For charity.
Yeah.
Oh, Jerry? You're going to knock Jerry out, too?
Jerry? I will kill Jerry.
Yeah.
You're going to need some charity by the time that's over.
Who's our track coach? I'm taking him out, too.
You'll never catch him.
Who is it?
Track coach.
You'll never catch him. Fast.
I'm fast. Scared. Hey, it's Holly Gann.
She might be helping. I don't know.
She's a head coach.
She might be the man. So
I don't know.
Why are you screaming?
Baseball. I'm not screaming. They'll turn the music off.
Baseball starts Monday.
What?
Yep.
Hopefully, baseball don't start for about a month.
Yeah. Practice starts Monday.
No kidding. How many kids we got to play baseball? It's not in basketball.
Well, a lot.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. We got 31 kids going out, I think. A bunch of young ones.
So the JVs will be done Saturday, so they can play, right?
In a week, yeah. They got to wait a week or something like that.
I wonder how many...
An instrumental version of a He's So Fine.
I wonder how many people are dressed in varsity with the boys.
I don't know.
I'd say probably as many as they can, so they can take a bunch of
Chuck
kids.
Chuck wants to know if I'm taking on the cheer coach, too.
She'd kill you.
She would kill you. Absolutely kill me.
Destroy you.
She's so awesome.
She is awesome.
She should divorce Chuck as soon as she... Yes. Chuck is a moron.
They were made for each other.
You think they were?
Absolutely.
Some people are made for each other.
There couldn't have been a better match for either one of them ever anywhere.
Me and Jody? No. 31 years, kicking her out.
She's got to
really?
Go.
Thinking about it.
Just like Ryan Newman's wife.
Huh?
I'll take her.
Rock's got room.
The old Casa del Rocker.
Hold it. Greg LaFever's listening. Greg, first of all, Greg LaFever, happy congratulations. Citizen of the Year.
Citizen of the Year.
Holly is not the head track coach.
Nope.
She's assistant. Mr. Reichert is a new head track coach.
Yep. Mr. Reichert.
What Reichert?
Mr.
Mr.
He was helping last year, but I can't remember what his name is.
Hmm? Courtney's ready to fight. I should shut up, shouldn't I?
Courtney's coming up.
Come on back up, Courtney.
Coming up.
She'll be punching you and the boys.
Death match. We'll lock you in a room and see which one of them comes out.
No, she's getting ready to dump Chuck. She had any brains.
I don't think so.
I put 7-1 on Courtney.
7-1,
Bubba. Mr. Reichert is our new track coach.
Track coach.
Well, I think he was assistant last year.
Who is it?
I don't know. I don't know everybody in the school system. I've seen him.
Greg LaFever is the only one that knows.
Yep.
We should have a good track team.
I would think so.
You think so?
Huh?
Yeah. Since we have five or six people.
Riley Pearson commits to Purdue Fort Wayne.
Purdue really? Fort Wayne, good for him.
Good for him.
That's awesome.
In track, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah. Track, yep. Tremendous.
Yeah, he's...
Here's a kid who goes to school. He doesn't go to school here. Takes all college classes.
Yeah.
And works at Casey's like at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you tell me you don't love a kid like that?
If he didn't do that, I'd love him. He's awesome. He's just, since we first started this, that spring, Ted Romer brought some Boy Scouts in to record a promo for their pancake and sausage thing, and he was one of them, I like that kid. Didn't know who he was. Found out later, it's Scott Namey's son. Ames. I thought, no wonder I like him. He's a great kid.
The head track coach is Brian Reichert, and he's an English teacher in junior high.
There you go.
Man, we are out of the loop if we don't know that.
We are out of the loop.
I don't get to the junior high.
Huh?
I don't get over to the junior high much.
You don't do junior high games?
No.
Learn. Should. If you loved Fort Recovery.
Yep, I would if we could get somebody that wanted to do them. You want to?
Bobby!
Okay.
Hey, Fee.
Yes, sir.
Weasel Jennings versus Bubba.
Ooh.
Who do you think
wins? Weasel's wiry.
He's wiry, though.
He's wiry. Weighs a left pound.
He would kill me. Yeah.
He'd run around like a spider.
And I guarantee you.
I got to have the bigger, slow guys like Melton, like Niekamp, and them guys, the coaches that, you know, they would think that I'm not cat quick when I really am.
Yes.
Yeah, they definitely would not think that.
Cougar quick.
Thank you.
Yeah. They definitely would not think you're...
Can I get him? Surprise him like the Undertaker.
Yep. Yes.
The Undertaker.
Surprise him like the Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
Yeah. Yes.
Or the Macho Man.
Yeah.
So we threw screwing around and want to sing more songs, Bob.
No, I'm ready to go. I actually ain't working tomorrow.
Why not?
I'm taking my granddaughter to Children's tomorrow.
Ooh.
Just check up. Everything good, but I'm going with them. Then we're going to go to
Wendy's. Waffle House.
You done?
IHOP.
We have an 8:30 appointment at Children's.
Pancakes.
And then we're going to go to pancakes. And we're going to go to Vandalia Rec Center.
Yep. Okay.
And the kids are going to swim, and they must have a really cool place there. You pay like...
Really?
Yeah.
Is this where your granddaughter's going to eat pancakes?
Yeah, pancakes. Well, my grandsons are going too.
Oh, they can eat pancakes. I'm pretty sure she's not a pancake eater yet.
She eats squash and prunes and oranges and stuff.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Is this where your speedo comes
How about baby Livia? How about that picture last night? She's awesome. He's beautiful.
Jesus, cutie.
Being a grandpa,
pretty cool,
is the single greatest thing I've ever had in my life.
Pretty cool.
I'm just telling you.
I don't doubt it. Because you haven't done much cool before that.
No, I'm an idiot. Doesn't take much, does it?
Before that, it was a tiddlywinks cube.
Tiddlywinks chat.
Put together a Rubik's Cube. That's about it.
Really?
Couldn't do that.
Oh, I was going to say.
Could you do it?
If I ever did, it was an accident.
No chance.
I don't think I could.
Could you do it?
Oh, no chance.
I could do it, but I bet it would take a week.
Really? Now, I was a Pac-Man mother trucker, but I couldn't, really? I couldn't do the Rubik's Cube. Because, you know, it takes a lot of brains to do that cube thing. You got 18
I could
million.
Get one side.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah.
That'd no.
Be That'd be the only thing I could possibly
Yeah, I probably could. I probably
that
could
might take me a week.
Or maybe two. Six would be tough. I don't know. Maybe once you get two of them, the rest of them all fall into place.
How about you ever do that? Like, you ever go to, like, Cracker Barrel and do the golf tee thing where you gotta get down. I mean, one golf tee left.
No.
Yeah. Well, that was a game I that we used to play. My grandfather made stuff like that, and we played it when we were kids.
Were you good at it?
Yeah. Yeah. He showed us all the tricks.
I was great.
I wouldn't have any idea how to do it now because it's been 60 years.
Can kicker.
Oh, I love playing kick the can. We used to play that sucker. You ever play kick the can growing up?
Nah, we just did hide and seek.
Did you?
Yeah. Hide and seek was good.
Didn't kick any cans.
Oh, I love kick the can. We should have a kick the can tournament. I'm telling you, have a kick the can tournament, it'd be the biggest thing ever.
Ghost in the graveyard?
Imagine that.
I don't know that one.
Or,
oh, I used to play that one.
We're having a kick the can tournament Jubilee this year.
Yes.
Yeah, we used to do hide and seek in our neighborhood, and it was the boundaries were alley road.
Really?
Yep. Couldn't go out of those, so there's 3 yards you could be in.
Perfect.
We used to do the. What we used to do? What was Ollie Ollie Income Free? Is that what they always?
That was one of them.
Yeah.
What was the one? Red Rover, Red Rover.
Send Rocker right over. For this sucker right here. Man, would I like to pound your head in sometime.
Thank God you said head.
I would kill you.
I don't think you'd want to hit him.
Huh?
You wouldn't want to hit him.
No.
Hurt your hand.
Hurt.
It would probably hurt. Hey, my friend.
Blueberries are your friend.
What?
What? Blueberries. I heard that one time.
Did you?
I heard it one time, too, and it was 5 seconds ago.
Big weekend, boys. Let's enjoy it.
3-0.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Sandry Nightclub, for the donation to the Fort Cover Radio.
Tremendous donation.
And once again, it is good luck to the girls' term. It starts second season Saturday night.
Yes, 6:15.
Saturday the boys night. Are going to South Adams and senior night Saturday at noon.
Saturday noon.
Fish fry Saturday afternoon.
3 o'clock. Slash. Fish fry and
great weekend.
Head her over.
Sounds good. Thank you, everybody.
Yep.
Sports Talk, my good friend, Mr. Harold Philly, Rocker, and Spency.
We'll
see you next week.
Next week.
That was a bit crazy, wasn't it?
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.